So with that, we'll start off. Why a conversation about a code of ethics? Well, to acknowledge to each other what we believe is ethical conduct. And when I mean each other, I mean those of us that are attorneys for school districts, educators, employees at the school district, parents, students. To acknowledge to each other what we believe is ethical conduct in the educator setting. It's to tell others, the public, those that are not in the education process, what we believe in. It's to be clear with each other about our expectations regarding ethical conduct. I caught the tail end of the last presentation, and there was some of that in there. Employees, when they know educators, when they know exactly what is expected of them, then it makes it easier to not violate the rules. And finally, because all professionals should have a moral code. The Texas Educators Code of Ethics is located in Chapter 19 of the Administrative Code, and it comes under two sections, 247.1 and 247.2. Point one outlines the ethics code's purpose and scope, including applicable definitions, and 247.2 actually details the ethical standards that make up the code. I've included copies of those for you in the back of the paper just to have as a ready reference. In the paper, I talk a little bit about how we got to this point, and I'll let you go through the details. In 1971, the legislature initially set up a framework for the first code of ethics that would apply to educators in the state. Lofty goal. They set up a Teachers Professional Practices Commission, and they were assigned the task of developing a code of ethics and standard practices to govern the conduct of members of the profession.